This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Today, the White House laid out its plans to try to help Puerto Rico fix its debt problems. The territory has been called America's Greece for months now, and in some measures, that's true. Like Greece, Puerto Rico is under a mountain of debt. A safe estimate puts it at more than $72 billion. There, though, the comparisons end and Puerto Rico's fiscal problems begin, as Marketplace's Andy Euler explains.
Back in 1898, American soldiers invaded Puerto Rico in the Spanish-American War. Later that year, the Treaty of Paris made the island a U.S. territory. Rafael Cox Alomar says not a lot has changed since then. He's a law professor at the University of the District of Columbia and is writing a book called The Puerto Rico Constitution.
Basically, Congress makes decisions on behalf of Puerto Rico without our explicit consent. Not only is this indecent and colonial, but it really doesn't serve well the economic upliftment of the people of Puerto Rico.
He says Puerto Rico's business community is subject to regulation that most states don't have to worry about, like the Jones Act, which says that anything shipped between the island and any U.S. port has to go on an American ship. Corporate investment is also down. Charles Venator Santiago teaches political science at the University of Connecticut.
You have to sort of find a way to balance the cycle between labor and corporate investment. The more recent measures taken are sort of focused on austerity measures, which eliminate the ability or reduce the ability of workers in Puerto Rico to work.
Puerto Rico's unemployment hovers around 14%. 45% of the population lives under the poverty level. The central government says it will run out of cash to provide basic services in a couple of weeks. Again, Rafael Cox Alomar.
And I do not believe the administration is realizing that the fundamental problem that Puerto Rico faces is both a fiscal problem, but also a political problem.
The Obama administration's plan would give the island access to bankruptcy protection it now lacks. Legally, it changes nothing. That would require an act of Congress. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.